A reminder from the NAACP. Don't be fooled. Elections matter. Vote.
We're just a cruel and foolish game we had to play. Yes to me, yes to you, yesterday. Yes to me, yes to you, yesterday. Sing with me, yes to me, yes to you, yesterday.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Columbia University agrees to several policy changes following pressure from the White House. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The Trump administration had threatened to pull more federal funding, including research grants, unless Columbia agreed to place its Middle Eastern, South Asian, and African studies departments under review. An agreement with the White House also includes banning masks on campus and adopting a new definition of anti-Semitism. The Trump administration previously cut $400 million in funding following campus protests over the war in Gaza.
The judge who temporarily blocked the Trump administration's deportation flights last weekend grills Justice Department lawyers on what they knew about the flights and why they ignored his order to turn them around. CBS's Jake Rosen.
There will be an appeals court hearing on Monday to appeal that judge James Boasberg's original order on Saturday in which he blocked these deportations of alleged Venezuelan gang members. The second step is he's deciding whether or not to tailor his temporary restraining order to potentially allow people who are in the U.S. illegally and who are Trendor Agua gang members to say, if they are detained, I am a gang member and I would like to be deported. I'm not going to contest this.
The Department of Homeland Security confirms to CBS News that it's implementing a reduction in force for the Office for Civil Rights and Civil Liberties, the Office of the Immigration Detention Ombudsman, and the Office of the Citizenship and Immigration Services Ombudsman. Heathrow Airport in London resumes some flights and hopes to return to a full schedule tomorrow. The airport was closed today after a fire at a nearby electrical substation that cut power to the airport and nearby homes and businesses. It left passengers scrambling. BBC's Rich Preston at Heathrow.
This one fire, this one power plant that has frankly brought Heathrow Airport to its knees, affecting thousands of people and likely millions of pounds worth in British trade as well. This airport handles 48% of UK air cargo. There's going to be lots of businesses also unhappy with how things have panned out today, putting pressure on the Department for Transport and the Prime Minister to make sure this does not happen again.
Measles cases in Texas have already surpassed last year's national total. CBS's Karen Wall.
The latest numbers from the Texas Department of Health, as of March 21st, there have been 309 confirmed cases of measles across the state of Texas reported since late January. They say at least 40 people have been hospitalized, and according to the CDC, about 95% of people who've gotten measles across the country are unvaccinated.
The one confirmed death in the state so far was a young child who was not vaccinated. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever. That's four lines on unlimited welcome for just $25 a line per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. You'll also get the new iPhone 16 Pro, four of them for the entire family, when you trade in up to four phones from our top brands. That's a new phone for everyone, only on the network you can count on. Verizon. Visit a store today. 20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply for phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Artificial intelligence startup Perplexity is expressing interest in buying TikTok, which faces a deadline to divest from its Chinese owner or be banned in the U.S. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports on tipping fatigue.
Does it seem like you're being asked for a tip for pretty much everything these days? According to a new survey from WalletHub, Americans are tired of it. Nearly 9 in 10 think tipping culture has gone too far. That's way up from last year. And the study also found our attitudes towards gratuity have drastically changed. And more than half of Americans say they tip out of social obligation rather than giving the extra money for good service. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Officials say a Southwest Airlines flight almost took off from a taxiway rather than a runway at Orlando's International Airport yesterday. An air traffic controller stopped the plane. The airline says no injuries reported and passengers were put on another aircraft heading to Albany, New York. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight looks mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, but cooler, highs to the upper 30s. On Sunday, the wind picks up and rain moves into the area, a high in the upper 40s. Some snow Sunday night. Right now, it's 53.
Central Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain.
Sunny,
sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. I love
sunny.
You I love you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Baby, let me be your love and teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be,
oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be, your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Me, or take me in your arms, rescue me. I
rescue me.
Years you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM, and now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Never, never, never know.
Hey, 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 hey.
right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe, means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
1, 2, 3.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
98 years, your home for local news, and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
can swear there ain't no heaven, but I pray there ain't no hell. Swear there ain't no heaven, and I pray there ain't no hell. But I'll never know by living, only by dying will tell. It's only my dying will tell, yeah. Only my dying will tell. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world to carry on, carry on. The devil, don't want to go by demon, don't want to go by Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally, and when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
I feel like I'm about to die. I belong. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. George Foreman, the former heavyweight boxing champion turned business entrepreneur, has died. His family making the announcement on social media saying that he died today surrounded by loved ones. Foreman, an Olympic gold medalist and two-time heavyweight champ, competed between 1967 and 1997. At 24, he defeated heavyweight boxer Joe Frazier to become the world champ, and in 1974 defended his title in Zaire, the Rumble in the Jungle against Muhammad Ali. He told CBS Sunday Morning in 2005 about naming his children.
Five sons, all named George. You got Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, Kenny Norton, Ron Lyle. You let those people hit you on the head and see how many names you're going to remember. It would be confusing. I kept it simple. I never forget a name.
George Foreman dead at 76, no cause of death given. Columbia University under threat by the Trump administration if it didn't make some policy changes when it comes to student protests is now doing it. CBS News New York reporter Derek Waller.
Those changes include hiring 36 special officers who will be empowered to remove individuals from campus and or make arrests. The university is also banning face coverings on campus unless it's for a religious or